Good morning. It is a Monday morning. We are with Yancey Roy. He's the Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday. He joins us each week. Good morning, Yancey.
Good morning, Dave.
Yancey, let's first talk about this story. It has to do with a proposal by the Cuomo administration in the budget to consolidate research centers of excellence and centers for advanced technology.
That's right. There's about 29 of those combined spread around the state. They work with universities such as University of Albany, RPI here in the Capital Region, also SUNY Polytechnic, Stony Brook University down on Long Island. There's about 29 of them, and the Cuomo administration wants to consolidate them all into one category and essentially make them compete for a smaller pool of money. The administration says it will, quote-unquote, better capitalize the centers with the highest performance that focus on job creation. But legislators are saying this is a way that will probably put some of them out of business and that it's a bad move in the long run, because there's money that comes from the state, usually about $1 million per center. There's $1 million per university that hosts them, and then they use it to leverage private research funds. And if New York is trying to be a high-tech center, putting some of these out of business will handicap the state in the long run. It's going to come up at a hearing Thursday about the budget regarding economic development.
Speaking of hearings, there are hearings to expand the number of and use of artificial reefs. Explain.
These have been created in and around the waters of especially Long Island, you know, New York seafront, and elsewhere around the country. Basically, what you do is you use old heavy equipment, refuse from steel and concrete from bridges and ships and vehicles. And even in New York, they, believe it or not, actually used 10 Good Humor trucks to create a sort of man-made reef system in the ocean waters. It's been fairly popular, largely cheered by environmental groups, although not everyone loves them. There is a group called New York Fish that says this is basically a backwards way of dumping garbage. Regardless, the administration wants to significantly expand the use of artificial reefs, and there's going to be hearings that have actually already underway. There's going to be more this week to do some of this, and this is also part of the state budget.
Yancey Roy is the Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday. You can read more at newsday.com or pick up a copy of the paper, and our conversation is online at wamc.org. Thanks, Yancey.
Thanks, Dave.